Our next speaker is Ben Thrash with his presentation entitled Effects of Defoliation on Mississippi Soybean Yield.
Thank you very much. So again, I'm going to be talking to you today a little bit about effects of defoliation on soybean yields. So in Mississippi, we had about $42 million worth of loss plus cost caused by defoliating insect pests in the state. Those include soybean loopers, bean leaf beetles, fall army worm, green clover worm, and a host of other things. So whenever we look at defoliation occurring in vegetative soybeans, you really don't see a whole lot of yield loss, especially during like the V3 growth stage. It's not until you get out to about 70% defoliation to where you really start to see some yield loss. When it gets to V6, you can start to see it's a little more severe than in V3 growth stages. However, when you start looking at the reproductive defoliation effects, that's where defoliators can really start to get in your pocketbook. You can see at the R3 and R5 growth stage, you can get some catastrophic yield loss from defoliation. This was a picture taken some years ago in Arkansas by Gus Lorenz. The farmer didn't want to treat his field. The consultant recommended that he treat, so they ended up not spraying a strip throughout the field. These beans were at R5, and you can see that he lost about 75% of his yield from not treating these. So in my studies, we hand defoliated all these plots. Our plot sizes were 10 foot by 2 rows with 38 inch row spacing. We used Asgrow 5335 in all the trials you're about to see. I had plots located in Stoneville and Starkville, Mississippi, and I actually had one this year in Arkansas that Gus did for me. And I analyzed all my data using JUMP with a NOVA model and separated my means using Tookie's HSD. So in my first objective, I was looking at multiple defoliation events compound to reduce yield in our soybeans. So if you get some defoliation early in the season and later in the season you get some defoliation, do those compound to reduce your yield? Do you need to adjust your threshold later in the season based on what happened early in the season? So first off, in this one, I'm going to be looking at what happens in vegetative stage beans. So I had 33, 66, and 100% defoliation occurring at the V3 and V6 growth stages and every combination in between. So looking at this is a yield loss on some irrigated beans I had. On our on the left side, you have the percent defoliation that occurred on at V3, and across the top, you have the percent defoliation that occurred at V6. And we did not see a significant reduction in yield until you got to the 100%, compared to the untreated check, until you got to the 100% defoliation levels. But what's important about this trial is what we're looking for is that you don't need to adjust your V6 defoliation threshold based on what happened at V3. If you look, you have 94, 89, 92% yield loss, and then you don't see any additional yield loss from what happened at V3. V6 defoliation is not affected by what happened at V3 unless you get 100% defoliation at V3. And again, the same thing, until you had 100% defoliation at V3, you aren't seeing any additional yield loss from what happened at V6. This is a yield loss on some non-irrigated soybeans. Yield loss was a little more substantial. These beans got a little stressed. They were on some sandy soil. They weren't irrigated. But again, we did not see substantial yield or significant yield loss until you got 100% defoliation at V3 or V6. And the same thing holds true where unless you got 100% defoliation at V3, it did not affect your yield loss from the defoliation occurring at V6. But what is kind of interesting to me is on these beans, since they were non-irrigated, they did sustain quite a bit more yield loss, especially at the V6 growth stage, from just 33% defoliation on these non-irrigated beans. We resulted in about 18% yield loss, which is a little more than I expected. So objective two is kind of looking at the same thing, but we're looking at beans that go into reproductive growth stages. So I had 17.5% defoliation, 33%, 66%, and 100% defoliation. And they occurred throughout the vegetative growth stage, throughout the whole season, and throughout just one time at the R3 growth stage. So what I did on the through vegetative and through the season defoliation is I went out and defoliated these plots every week. So I kept them at 17.5% defoliation throughout the vegetative growth stage, or 33% defoliation throughout the whole growing season. So when I look at this, the only plots that were significantly had significantly reduced yield compared to the untreated check was the 33% all season, 66% at R3, 66% all season, and 100% at R3. But what's really important whenever you look at this data is that the defoliation occurring at, from one-time defoliation at R3 and defoliation that occurred throughout the whole growth season was basically the same line. It's the same slope. So all that defoliation that occurred throughout the vegetative growth stage did not contribute any additional yield loss compared to one-time defoliation at R3. So if a consultant comes up to me and asks, you know, I got 50% defoliation at V6. Do I need to have a lower threshold on some R3 growth stage soybeans? I would say no. It's not gonna change your threshold later in the season. Another objective of mine was I was looking at the planting date affects if you need to adjust your defoliation threshold based on the planting date of your soybeans. Soybeans are planted from early March or mid-March on the way up to July in Mississippi. And after the 1st of June, you still have, or the 15th of May, you still have about 30% of your beans left to plant out there. So in this trial, I either had a 0% defoliation or 100% defoliation at V4 growth stage. And I had soybeans planted at six planting dates, ranging from early April all the way to mid-June. And this is kind of what a V4 100% defoliation looks like. So looking at this, the V4 defoliation start goal in 2015. If you look on my y-axis, that's my yield, and I have my plant dates across the x-axis. But as you can see, there's a trend towards, we only had 1% and 3% yield loss at our two earliest planting dates. But as we go throughout the season, the later planted soybeans suffer quite a bit more substantial yield loss from just a one-time V4 defoliation than those early planted beans. And the same thing was in 2016 in Starkville, where earlier planted beans didn't suffer as much yield loss from that defoliation as the later planted soybeans. However, in Stoneville, these beans were planted on some really good ground. They were heavily irrigated under a highly managed system, and the yield loss stayed relatively even throughout the whole growing season. We had 11% at the very earliest planting date and 6% at the very latest. And then our middle planting dates, we really didn't see as much of a yield loss. The same thing kind of goes for 2016. We saw more yield loss, but it was still relatively even across the whole year. For some reason, we had quite a bit of a yield bump for our very last planting date. But our middle two planting dates, where those beans were planted in the optimum planting window, they suffered the lowest amount of yield loss, except for that latest planted soybeans. In Arkansas, the yield loss was kind of the same as we saw in Stoneville, where the middle planted soybeans at our optimum planting window, we saw a 13-11% yield loss. But when we start getting on the outer edges of our planting windows, that's when we start to see a little more yield loss. So whenever we look at this data all put together on our planting dates, See that beans planted in the, we didn't have a significant difference between any of these, but the mid-April and early May planted, which is your optimum planting windows, they suffered less yield loss than the later planting dates and the very earliest planting dates. Something we also saw from the V4 defoliation was we saw a delay in maturity, about 2 weeks it took for these beans, and some beans on our very latest planted plots, we couldn't hardly get the leaves to fall off of them. We had to go through and spray them to knock the leaves off. So we saw a little bit of a delay in maturity compared to non-defoliated plots. So in conclusion, do reproductive thresholds need to be adjusted based on defoliation that occurred in earlier growth stages? I would say no, I don't think they do. Later planted soybeans may need a little bit lower treatment threshold than in vegetative growth stage. And just overall, you need to pay attention to plant stress whenever you're making defoliation recommendations. If the plant's looking stressed, if they're on non-irrigated ground, if they're planted late, you may need to spray a little bit earlier than you would on some good ground that was well irrigated. And I'd like to thank the Mississippi Soybean Promotion Board for funding this project. I'd like to thank the crews at Stoneville and Starkville, all my fellow grad students, my professors, and the crew at Arkansas for helping me do all this work. And with that, I'll take any questions.
We have time for questions. Any questions?
Why did I defoliate the soybeans early? So the V3 and V6 defoliation, or on the planting date one?
Anytime.
Well, you do see defoliating pests early in the season. A lot of times it's typically like fall armyworm. And a lot of times what happens is fall armyworms will grow up on some grass in a weedy field or something like that, and a farmer will come through and spray the grass in his field, and those armyworms will move off onto the soybeans. You can get quite a bit of defoliation from a situation like that. Yes, sir.
Did y'all see anything with regard to soybean quality tests or anything like that?
I didn't see any from that. I'm sure on the 100%, I didn't look at the test quality, but on the 100% defoliation plots, it was obvious that the beans were smaller and weren't filled out, you know, especially on the like R3 defoliation, the reproductive growth stages.
I know you had some problems with some of your late defoliation, the vegetative stages, delaying maturity and stuff. Did you mm-hmm. see a big delay in maturity with your early and mid-planted dates?
So did I see a delay in maturity with my earlier planted dates? Yes, on some stuff. This year I did. I saw a delay in maturity. Last year, it was only my later planting dates that I saw the delay in maturity.
What do you think the difference was?
I assume it's probably just weather related.
Any more questions? Thank you, Ben.
Thank you.